Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
We are going to talk about cats today.
Cats?
Yeah, cats. Ew. Lots of people do like cats. I remember in the old days, most people I talked to here in Taiwan hated cats.
I hate cats, Tom.
You do. There are still some people who hate cats, but more and more people are starting to like them.
Uh-huh.
There are cat stores open all over the place, and people are buying cats and taking them home.
Pet shops, huh?
Pet shops. Indeed, uh-huh. That's the place where you go to buy a cat or a dog or whatever. You can even pick up stray cats from time to time, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. A stray cat that changed the life of a drug addict.
Yay.
How can a cat do that?
Isn't that wonderful?
It's a very heartwarming story or heartwarming tale, as we're going to talk about today. Let's talk about James Bowen from England and how his life was saved by an orange tabby cat. Let's listen to today's lesson. James Bowen is an Englishman, a street musician, and an author. However, before Bowen became a book-writing busker, he was a drug addict. Heroin was Bowen's mental support, and he'd been addicted to the fatal substance for nearly a decade before a chance encounter saved his life. Bob, an orange tabby cat, was the antidote to Bowen's poisoned life. Bowen met Bob in a halfway house while recovering from his heroin habit. Bob, a stray, had been appearing on Bowen's doorstep daily, so Bowen decided to take him in. At the time, Bob suffered from an infection. Bowen treated Bob himself, and soon the two became bosom buddies. One day, Bob followed at the heels of Bowen as he went out for the day. When he noticed his cat hop on the bus with him, Bowen knew he had found a truly remarkable pet. The act happened almost daily, and before long, Bob had his own official bus pass with his photo on it. With Bob around, Bowen had a reason not to take drugs. Instead, Bowen buried himself in writing a book detailing how he and his pet became friends. The book, A Street Cat Named Bob, sold more than 800,000 copies, and the pair's one-of-a-kind friendship has since become known worldwide. Bob is a major attraction at Bowen's street performances. He, Bob, loves the attention, Bowen said. Fans often come bearing knit gifts. The most popular presents are scarves, which Bob wears frequently. Bowen hopes his story will help others battling drug dependency find hope, and if they're lucky, find their own Bob as well.
Let's take a look at the title first because it's very clever. Typically, we'll talk about a story using the word tale, T-A-L-E, but here we're substituting it with the word tail. This word actually means an animal's tail, which is at the back of their body, right?
Right.
It's heartwarming, which means it makes you feel good. Oh, it just warms your heart. So it's a story that really causes a lot of pleasant feelings of happiness. Why is it a heartwarming tale? We're going to find out that a pet, a cat even, changed somebody's life for the better.
Indeed. Let's talk about the fella here we're talking about, James Bowen. He's an Englishman, which is how he describes someone from England. He's also a street musician and an author. A musician, of course, is somebody who performs music. They sing, they play the guitar, play the trumpet, whatever. But he's a street musician, which means he goes out and plays music on the streets, and hopefully people will give him money for his performances. There are street musicians here in Taiwan. And he's also an author, which means somebody who writes books or articles for magazines or newspapers.
Well, before he became a book-writing busker, busker here is another word for street musician. They use busker in England more than America, but he not only writes books, he's a street musician, so we're describing him as a book-writing busker or book-writing street musician. Before he became this, though, he was a drug addict, If you're an addict, you're a person who is addicted to something. Here we're saying he was addicted to drugs, illegal drugs that are really hard on your system. They're bad for you. He was a drug addict, which is very difficult for people to have normal lives because all they think about is getting their hands on more of that drug they need.
Heroin is an addictive drug. Not everybody who does heroin gets addicted, though. There's a certain percentage. People can get addicted to alcohol as well, but heroin is a drug that usually helps you feel good. I guess it comes from morphine.
Takes away pain for people
who are in pain.
Right,
kind of like a painkiller.
Yeah.
And so he was a heroin addict, and it was his mental support. And he'd been addicted to the fatal substance for nearly a decade. Okay, so it's his mental support. I guess he was having problems, maybe family problems or difficulty finding a job or whatever. So he took heroin. He injected himself with heroin to make himself feel better. And, of course, you can get addicted to it. You need to take it more and more. You can't live without it. Here, it's a fatal substance. If something's fatal, it can kill you.
Yeah.
So, yes, indeed, if he would have continued being a heroin addict, it probably would have killed him in the end. It went on for nearly a decade, almost 10 years, but then he had this chance encounter. Chance means it just happened. It wasn't planned. A chance encounter, you just meet somebody on the street, but you did not plan to.
This word substance can mean any kind of material of a particular kind, but we'll often use it to talk about illegal drugs. We'll say illegal substances. So if it's used with drugs or illegal, here we're talking about heroin, the definition would be a drug that's considered harmful and whose use is controlled by the government. It's controlled by laws which make it illegal to use. So it's an illegal or fatal substance. Chance encounter, as Tom said, just means, oh, you happen to meet someone without planning on it. So they ran into each other. This cat and Bob just decided to be outside at the same time, and they ran into each other. It was a chance encounter, but meeting Bob saved Bowen's life.
And Bob is kind of an unusual name for a cat. We usually don't give cats
names.
Yeah,
people names.
You might call the cat, I don't know.
Furry, fluffy.
Furry, fluffy, something like that.
Yeah.
But here, I guess, maybe Bowen here, James Bowen, gave him this name, Bob. And how do we describe him? Well, he's an orange tabby cat.
Uh-huh.
Tabby refers to a cat that has some stripes on it.
Uh-huh.
In Chinese, I guess you say huban. It looks kind of like a little tiger, a tabby
oh.
cat. Those are actually quite common, a very quite common kind of cat, a tabby cat. And here it says this cat was the antidote to Bowen's poisoned life. If we talk about poison, something that's bad for your body and it's going to kill you, well, you need to take some other kind of medicine to get rid of that poison, and that medicine is called an antidote, something that cures some kind of poison. So that's the antidote here to his poisoned life. He was poisoned with heroin, and hey, this cat came along to save him.
Yeah, we're using this figuratively, not literally. He wasn't really a substance that stopped the harmful effects of heroin. He was just something that helped Bob get over his addiction. Where did Bowen meet Bob? Well, in a halfway house. A halfway house is a place where people who have recently left prison or maybe even a mental hospital or maybe a rehab facility. A rehab facility is for people who are trying to get over drug addictions. They go there where somebody watches them during the day. So it's kind of like being in a place where people are babysitting you, except you're an adult. And they're considered to need to be watched for a little while before they can live by themselves. Well, he was in a halfway house while he was recovering from his heroin habit. Here, habit just means a strong need to use some sort of drug. You can even have a cigarette habit. Someone could say, I used to have a 3-pack-a-day cigarette habit.
You did not.
No, I never did. I've never smoked. But a habit can also be something you just do all the time. Some people have a good exercise habit where they exercise every day. Here, of course, it's negative because we're talking about his heroin habit. He needed to use heroin all the time.
Habit usually is something negative, something that you do regularly, but it's hard to give up. It's something you probably shouldn't be doing, like smoking or
chewing your fingernails.
Something like that, or making too much noise in class or something. These are habits that are hard to break, and he was trying to break his heroin habit to kill his addiction. He was recovering from this at a halfway house, and Bob, a stray, had been appearing on Bowen's doorstep daily. Here where we're describing this cat as a stray. You could also say a stray cat, a stray animal. Stray just means it's an animal that's running around loose. It's not owned. Oftentimes animals are released because people don't want to take care of them anymore. They're moving or something.
Oh.
My neighborhood, for example, is just filled with stray cats.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And
someone must be feeding them, Tom, or they'd leave.
Yeah, there's some women in the neighboring apartment building who come out every night and feed all the stray cats.
Oh.
And therefore, more and more of them are coming all the time. I hope that woman is prepared to take care of the little kittens when they're born later on. But in any case here, this is a stray cat, and hey, it kept showing up at his doorstep daily. Doorstep doesn't necessarily mean the actual doorstep of your house, just shows up where you live or where you are.
Uh-huh. Well, Bowen decided to take him in. If you take somebody in, you allow them to stay in your house. The homeless shelters in Taiwan take in women and children. When I was growing up, my mom would often take in cousins in my family who were having troubles at home and let them live at our house for a while. Well, Bowen decided to let Bob live with him. At the time, Bob suffered from an infection, so the cat had a little bit of an infection. An infection is a disease. Usually it's caused by germs that have somehow gotten into your body. A cold is an infection. Maybe you've had an ear infection before where your ear hurt. Well, Bob was suffering from some sort of infection, and Bowen wanted to help him out. So he treated him, which means he probably tried to get some medicine for him, helped him get over the infection, and they soon became bosom buddies. Bosom buddies. We often use bosom in front of a noun. It means very close friends, very dear. Besides bosom buddies, you won't use it very much. Bosom can mean your chest area. So it's like holding something very close to your heart and saying, oh, we're bosom buddies.
Right. Bosom usually refers to a woman's chest, but as you said, it's not really used that often. Actually, it sounds like a very old word to me.
Uh-huh.
But nowadays, bosom buddies just means they're very close friends. They're buddies for life, pals for life, close friends. And we're going to stop right here and take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍的故事，它的主角的名字叫做 James Bowen。我们来看一下在第一段的第三个句子提到 ,Heroin was Bowen's mental support, and he'd been addicted to the fatal substance for nearly a decade before a chance encounter saved his life.其实呢，原本对 Bowen 说呢，这个海洛因是他的精神支柱，而且呢，他一直有这样子的瘾呢，那么其实将近有10年的时间。我们先来看一下这里的形容词 addicted， 其实指的就是上瘾的或者是成瘾的。举个例子来说 ，She's unable to give up smoking. She's completely addicted. 指的就是她戒不掉烟，已经完全的上瘾了。所以我们可以说 be addicted to something， 指的就是对什么东西已经成瘾的意思。他对于这个海洛因呢，非常依赖这样子的 the fatal substance， 这样子致命的物质。而前面也有提到呢 ,he was a drug addict, 在这里他的名词形态 addict 指的就是一个吸毒成瘾的人。将近有十年的时间，直到有一次的 chance encounter, 也就是巧遇，就拯救了他的人生。我们继续来往下看第二段的第一个句子。 Bob, an orange tabby cat, was the antidote to Bowen's poisoned life. 其实呢，就是因为这只叫做 Bob 的橘色虎斑猫，是它呢染毒人生的解药。Antidote 指的就是一个解毒剂，后面可以搭配介系词 to, for, 或者是 against。像是 an antidote for the poison 指的就是对付那种毒物的解毒剂。他们两个人相遇呢，其实是在中途之家，所以下一句提到 Bowen met Bob in a halfway house while recovering from his heroin habit。正当 Bowen 呢还在中途之家想要戒除这样子毒瘾的时候，他就遇见了 Bob。其实 halfway 在这里当作形容词，同样的拼法也可以当作副词。我们常见的像是 meet somebody halfway， 指的就是去迁就某人或者是对某人让步的意思。而当时呢，这个每一天流浪猫 Bob 都会出现在他们家的门前，于是 Bowen 就收留了 Bob。第二段的最后一句提到 Bowen treated Bob himself and soon the two became bosom buddies。 那么很快的，他们两个就成了知心的朋友。在英文里面要表达是知心的好朋友，你就可以说 bosom buddies。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue talking about our heartwarming story today, our heartwarming tale about James Bowen and his buddy Bob the Cat. Remember, James was recovering from heroin addiction, and he was at the halfway house, and this cat, this stray cat, kept showing up at his doorstep, so Bowen decided to take him in. Well, looks like a poor cat doesn't have a home. I'll take care of him. And he cured him of an infection. And very soon, the two were bosom buddies. Now, one day, Bob followed at the heels of Bowen as he went out for the day. Of course, if you're a drug addict, of course, you still have to go out and do your daily things. You need to go to work, you know, maybe need to go to school and stuff like that, go buy groceries, do some errands and stuff like that. So James went out for the day, and hey, the cat followed him. He followed at the heels of Bowen. Heels, of course, refers to the back parts of your feet. So if somebody is close on your heels or following your heels or on your heels or at your heels, that means they're following you very closely.
Sometimes you'll hear us use the phrase, nipping at my heels, N-I-P-P-I-N-G. If something's nipping at your heels, so close, it's almost like they're trying to bite your heels, like a dog who's chasing you might be trying to nip at your heels, which means you probably better run faster so we can't bite you. Well, Bob was really best buddies with his owner, Bowen, and so would follow him very closely as he went out. Now, he noticed his cat hop on the bus with him when he was trying to get on the bus, and that's when Bowen knew he had found a truly remarkable pet. I've never seen a cat hop on a bus before. Maybe some cats do this, but I've never seen it. I don't know if cats are allowed to just hop on the bus behind you. Have you ever seen that, Tom?
No, but I guess, you know, sometimes humans and animals have close relationships, and I could imagine a cat following its owner onto the bus. I could certainly imagine a dog doing that.
Yeah, definitely.
Dogs would be more likely to do that. But yes, this cat hopped on the bus, and I do want to mention this: when you get on a bus or a boat or a train, you get on those things. You don't get in them. You only get in a car or in a taxi because you kind of sit into them. Anything you walk onto and you're still standing, you get on that thing. Hey, get on the bus right now. It's going to leave. So here, the cat hopped on the bus. To hop means to jump. usually, many times, like a frog will hop or a rabbit will hop. Jumping to me means you just do it once.
Mm. If you call something remarkable, you're saying it's very unusual, very surprising, something that you'd probably notice a lot. If you were an athlete and you get to compete in the Olympics, we could say that that's a remarkable achievement, something that someone would really notice. Well, as Tom said, most of us would be not be very surprised if we saw a dog hop on a bus with the owner. But a cat, I would go, wow, what's that cat doing coming on the bus? But that's what Bob did. He followed his owner, Bowen, and hopped onto the bus with him. This act happened almost daily. So I guess Bob or Bowen would go somewhere every day and use the bus as transportation, and Bob would follow along. Well, before long, Bob had his own official bus pass with his photo on it. How Ooh. Cute is that? So I guess in England, you actually have a bus pass with your picture or photo on it, as an ID or identification. So a bus pass is something that allows you to ride the bus. Probably it's kind of like the yo-yo car that we pay in advance.
Easy card.
The easy card, yeah. I guess it's called easy card in English. Bus passes in England, though, if you live there, you can get one with your photo ID.
It might depend on where you live in England. They might just have their own easy cards there, or you pay by putting coins in the little machine there or whatever. But in this case, they needed a bus pass, and they even put the picture of the cats on the bus pass. Isn't that cool?
I wonder if he wore his bus pass around his neck on some sort of chain.
Maybe.
Kinda
My
cute.
Experience with the cats is that they tend not to like to have things on their bodies. They don't like to wear collars and stuff. At least my
with their,
cat.
With their ID tags?
Yeah, I guess. Although later on, my mother put collars on some of the cats, and they didn't seem to mind. So I guess it depends on the cat. But in any case here, hey, the cat Bob had his own official bus pass with his photo on it.
Cute.
And with Bob around, Bowen had a reason not to do drugs, not to take drugs. If you're doing drugs, you're taking drugs. Sometimes we describe someone as being on drugs, like if they're doing heroin or smoking marijuana. We sometimes use that jokingly with people if they're saying something that's nonsense. We say, oh, you're on drugs. Get out of here. Leave me alone.
You're acting kind of crazy. Well, instead, Bowen buried himself in writing a book detailing how he and his pet became friends. If you bury yourself in something, you really become absorbed in it. You give it all your attention. You kind of ignore everything else. A lot of students like to bury themselves in their studies to get good grades. Well, he buried himself in writing a book. So he forgot about taking drugs, which is really great, and started writing a book. If you write a book and you put details in it, you're using the verb detail. To detail something is to describe it or discuss the details and let people know just some of the little things that occurred when he and Bob became friends.
Right. And these kinds of books tend to sell quite well because, you know, it's a heartwarming story and people like to write or like to read books about pets and things like that. So the book was entitled A Street Cat Named Bob, and it sold more than 800,000 copies. And the pair's one-of-a-kind friendship has since become known worldwide. So here we got a pair. That means just two of something. A pair of jeans, for example. We describe the clothing that you're wearing as a pair of jeans. And so, yes, their friendship has been one-of-a-kind, which means it's very unique, very special.
Yeah, not like any other person or thing if it's one-of-a-kind. They've been friends, and their friendship has since become known worldwide. Since here just means from that time until the present time. So from a point in the past until the present time, since the book has been published until now, a lot of people have been made aware of their friendship worldwide. Bob's a major attraction at Bowen's street performances. Remember, we told you he is a street musician. An attraction is something that interests people, that they want to go see or visit or go do. There are a lot of great attractions in Taiwan. For example, Pending is a major attraction. Taipei 101 is another major attraction for visitors.
And if James Bowen is performing on the streets, the cat is there. So, of course, that attracts a lot of attention from people. And here's what James Bowen said. He loves the attention. Bob the cat loves the attention. Lots of animals do like attention, and fans often come bearing knit gifts. Something's knit when you take two pieces of yarn, a kind of string, and you put them together using needles. You can make scarves and gloves and hats and stuff by doing knitting. You can even knit a sweater. And these are knit gifts, gifts that are or have been knit. I guess he wears these scarves around his neck all the time.
If you come bearing gifts, it just means you come bringing presents with you. So they're bringing these scarves and giving them to the cat Bob. He kind of likes his scarves, which he wears frequently. So here's a cat who actually likes to wear stuff on his body. Most cats don't like clothes, by the way. Bowen hopes his story will help others battling drug dependency. If you're dependent on something, it means you're addicted to it. You need it. A lot of people are dependent on alcohol or drugs. Dependency is the noun form of the word. It's a state in which someone's addicted to something. So you'll often hear us talk about drug and alcohol dependence or dependency. But he hopes his story will help others who are trying to get away from drugs, and hopefully, if they're lucky, they'll find a pet like Bob as well.
Find their own Bob as well and write a book and publish it and make tons of money. That's what it's all about. Okay, that brings us to the end of our discussion for today. Here's our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第三段的第一个句子提到 One day, Bob followed at the heels of Bowen as he went out for the day.有一天呢 ,Bowen 出门的时候这只猫紧跟在他的后面。在英文里面我们说 at the heels of somebody, 指的就是紧跟在某人后方的意思。举个例子来说 ,I pushed my way through the crowd, Judy at my heels, 指的就是 Judy 紧跟着我从人群中挤过去。而这样的行为呢真的甚至每一天都发生于是在这一段的最后一句就提到 The act happened almost daily and before long Bob had his own official bus pass with his photo on it 那么由于每一天他都跟着 Bowen 所以 Bob 后来甚至有了自己的巴士优惠票贴着他的照片而相对的在有 Bob 在身边 Bowen 反而有了精神的支柱所以呢他也就有了不吸毒的理由在这一段的第二句提到 Instead, Bowen buried himself in writing a book detailing how he and his pet became friends 相反的他专注于写书里面仔细的描述他跟他的宠物是如何变成朋友的在英文里面我们用 bury oneself in something 指的就是专心于怎么样的事情当中我们常说啊，有些人他失恋就会埋首于工作当中，你就可以说 ,Some people bury themselves in their work when their relationships end. 而这本书后来非常的畅销，还有很多的这些粉丝呢，会带着礼物来看 Bob。我们接着就来看到文章的最后一句提到 Bowen hopes his story will help others battling drug dependency find hope and if they are lucky find their own Bob as well 希望借由 Bowen 自己的故事呢可以帮助其他对抗毒瘾的人能够找到希望而在这里的 dependency或者你也可以说是 dependence 都是有依靠依赖的意思而或者是你可以讲对某物的上瘾也可以用 dependency 他希望这些人可以找到希望甚至可以找到属于他们自己的 Bob
That's all the time we have Thanks for joining us Come back again soon For English Digest I'm Stephanie
I'm Tom Goodbye
Bye